Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles tonight, book of Exodus, chapter number 25. Exodus 25. I appreciate what I feel here tonight. Amen. The presence of God is strong in this house. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter number 25. Reading two verses of scripture here tonight, beginning at verse number 8. Lord said, "And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it." Amen. After the pattern of the tabernacle, and after the pattern of all the instruments thereof. Amen. I want to preach to you tonight just for a few minutes of time about a prisoner of a pattern. And a prisoner of pattern. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for what we feel here today. Your Spirit, the working of your Spirit amongst us. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done, for what we have felt here, Lord, this night already. We give you glory. We give you honor. We're asking you, Lord Jesus, to complete the work that you have desired, decided, and been able to do. I pray, God, that you would open our eyes and speak to us and deal with us, Lord, and minister to us, God. In the name of Jesus. And akando reshiande ma valareve otara ma sango roshanda. Pe la vosivio forovahante kitiondo tia sanda voshanda ve mando rikisando yeshu. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. Amen. The greatest monument, the most significant type, the most prominent icon in all of the Old Testament was getting ready to come to fruition upon the spiritual pages. We would soon call this the blueprint of the tabernacle in the wilderness. God began to unfold his thoughts unto man. Thoughts that would only make a minute sense when compared to the whole centuries that were to come as understanding and type began to reveal itself. But what seemed to be simple materials and simple measurements and simple instructions were chock full of these types and shadows of a salvation that was to come, of a God that was to reveal himself to man. And this was the plan of God. And when it was looked at from heaven's point of view, it is awe-inspiring. It is amazing. It is astounding. And just to think that every intricate detail concerning God, his attributes, salvation are clearly represented in a whole here in this tabernacle. To think that not one detail was for Satan, not one expense was withheld, and yet we still to this day do not comprehend the fullness of that old tabernacle in the wilderness. To this very day, there are precious golden gems that are being mined from the Holy Scriptures. Gems that are new to new converts, that are precious to the steadfast saints, and mind-boggling to the persistent theologian. But God was ready to put the plan of a pattern together. a plan that would manifestly represent spiritual principles. And he was going to do it right here in the book of Exodus, chapter number 25. And so I will read to you the previous verses of this scripture. The Lord said unto Moses, say unto the people, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart, ye shall take my offering. And this is the offering which ye shall take of them: gold and silver and brass and blue and purple and scarlet, fine linen, goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, badger skins, shittim wood, oil for the lamp, spices for anointing oil and for sweet incense, onyx stones and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate. And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them according to all that I show you, after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it. Amen. This was God's plan. This was God's plan. And he wanted everything to be done decently and in order. And it was more than just what was upon written pages. It was more than what was spoken. There was enlightenment. There was revelation. There were the types and the shadows that were to be cast there in the Old Testament, representing New Testament salvation, representing the God that we knew. And so for the next several chapters, we see God began to explain, began to put forth the pattern that he would have for the people to follow after. Exodus 25 and 10, the very next verse, the Bible said, and they shall make an ark of shittim wood. And then he gives the dimensions of that ark and how that it shall be done. Exodus 25 and 31, he said that you shall make a candlestick of pure gold. Of beaten work shall the candlestick be made. He talks about the shaft, the branches, the bowls, the knops, the flowers, and all of that, and the oil that was to be in it. In chapter number 26, he talks about the 10 curtains of twined linen, that they were to be blue and purple and of scarlet. He talked about the cherubims and the cunning works that they should make with them. Amen. In verse number 15, he said, in this pattern that he is putting forth, he begins to pattern even the boards. And he said, thou shalt make boards for the tabernacle of shittim wood standing up. A few verses later, he said, thou shalt make a veil of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen of cunning work, with cherubims shall it be made. And he even told him how it was supposed to be hung. And thou shalt hang it upon the four pillars of shittim wood, overlaid with gold. Their hooks shall be of gold, upon four sockets of silver. And if we were to skip ahead into Exodus 36 and 35, we would see where Bezalel, the one that was creating all of this, the Bible said that he made a veil of blue and purple and scarlet, fine twine linen with the cherubims made he of cunning work. And so it was more than just God telling them how to do it. It was them completing the work. It was following the instructions to complete the work. Exodus chapter number 27, he talked about another ark or an altar of shittim wood, 5 cubits long, 5 cubits broad. And the altar shall be 4 square, and the height of it shall be 3 cubits. It was talking about that altar, amen, there in would become as the Ark of the Covenant. Exodus 27, he began to talk about the outside of it, and he talked about the court of the tabernacle. Thou shalt make the court of the tabernacle for the south side southward. There shall be hangings. And he goes on. Exodus chapter number 30, he talks about the laver of brass, and how that it should be made with its foot also of brass to wash withal. And not only did he tell of everything, of how that it should be made, what it should be overlaid with, amen, and the dimensions that it should encompass. But he also told them where to put it. Amen. There was a pattern. There was a method to his madness. Amen. God was very, very specific concerning the pattern. Amen. Why? Because it represented more than just words. It represented repentance. It represented baptism. It represented the Word of God. It represented Jesus Christ himself. It represented worship. It represented mercy. Amen. It represented flesh overlaid with salvation. Amen. It represented all kinds of things. Amen. And laid out the way that it was. It was the representation of the direction towards the cross. And all of these things are things that we know. These are things that we have taught in home Bible studies and exploring God's Word. Amen. And other Bible studies. It's things that we have learned in Sunday school class, adult Sunday school class. It's things that we have been taught. And nevertheless, amen, it is yet inexhaustible. It comes down to the point that just about when you think that you have heard everything taught concerning the tabernacle, there's something else that comes up. Something else comes forth out of this. Amen. Praise God. God is an inexhaustible, amen, subject. Praise God. And he did it with a purpose. Amen. There was a pattern that was there, but it wasn't just the pattern. There was a purpose to the pattern. Amen. And the purpose was the direction of the cross. The purpose was for further, amen, futuristic salvation that would come. Amen. The sacrifice that was there and the way that it was done. The high priest and the clothes that they wore, the ephod that they had upon them. Amen. It was all representing of something that was futuristic and that was to come to pass. This was the pattern that was given unto them to follow. Amen. More than just furniture, more than just curtains, more than just sockets, more than just planks being overlaid with gold. But there were spiritual principles that was being applied, that was supposed to be a part of their daily and their yearly sacrifices, pointing to a greater cause. And for some 1,500 years, they followed the pattern. Amen. That tabernacle went with them everywhere in the wilderness. When the pillar of fire moved, they moved. If the cloud by day moved, then they moved, signifying that the presence of God was on the move, that it was not there. And they got a revelation that wherever the presence of the Lord is, there will be blessings that are that are going with that. There's going to be provision of manna that's going to be, amen, with that. If I wake up in the morning and the pillar of fire is not here and everybody left, amen, I can't stand outside and fault God because there's no manna here. I should have been with the presence of God. I should have followed after the fire that is there. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. That tabernacle, amen, morphed into something greater, which we would call Solomon's temple. And the same application and the principles were observed there with the laver of water. Things were a little bit different, but yet the actions, the pattern of all things was still followed. There were still sacrifices being offered. And so from the beginning unto the times and to the days of Jesus Christ, some 1,500 years have passed, and we find a people, amen, that have met in synagogues, observed the Sabbath, kept the dietary laws, made annual pilgrimages to Jerusalem, observed the feast and the fast. They paid their tithes. They paid their temple taxes. They were not to be at fault in observing the pattern. 1,500 years of observing the pattern, yet there was a spiritual principle, a spiritual application that became normal to them. Amen. That became, and I say it like this, ho-hum to them. Amen. It just became average. It just became, amen, I'll just say it like this, this is what we do. Amen. This is what we do because this is what is expected. And there was that spiritual principle that was lost in the process of all of this. I believe that when it first began and the first blood that was shed upon that altar of sacrifice, there was probably a tingling sensation, cold chill bumps, running down chill bumps. Amen. As they listened and as they watched, breaths were held. Amen. As they observed the blood, amen, entering into that inner sanctuary. And then finally, when the priest, that high priest, would come out, amen, and say that everything was fine, I believe that a chorus of praise ascended up into the heavens, amen, of the mighty work that had been accomplished at sacrifice. There were sacrifices that happened upon a daily basis, but after years and years of doing this, it just became redundant. It became common. It became, it's time to do this. It's time for the Feast of Tabernacle. It's time for, amen, the Feast of Pentecost. It's time, amen, to go, amen, for atonement. It's time for whatever it is. It just became a pattern unto them. Amen. January the 1st, I'm just American holidays. January the 1st just signified a brand new year that had come in, and that was them. We get to do it all over again, but it was a pattern that was there. They had fallen into a prison cell, and they had become a prisoner of pattern. Amen. It was supposed to be more than this, and God knew that this is the way that it would become. And so in Galatians chapter number 4, the Bible teaches us that when the fullness of time was come, that God, amen, came through the womb of a woman and manifested himself. Amen. We see that, amen, because of this pattern being followed, amen, without the purpose of it being followed, amen, that the word became flesh and dwelt among us, that God was manifested in the flesh, and we would soon see that the church would be born. Amen. Why would that church be born? It's because of something that happened. Amen. That when he gave up the ghost and he cried out, "It is finished," there was a veil that was associated with the pattern that was rent from the top to the bottom. Amen. Signifying, amen, that the pattern wasn't as important as the God of the pattern. The pattern was remembered. The pattern was followed. But God was forgotten. God was left out of it. The spiritual application of it all, amen, had become redundant. And God, coming through time, amen, said it's time to change some things. Amen. That we cannot be a prisoner of the pattern. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And one more time, over 1,500 years has passed. Near 2,000 years since the crucifixion has come about. And there was a new pattern that was established in the early church. The Bible said that they went from house to house to break bread and eat their bread with singleness and gladness of heart. That they continued in prayer and in the apostles' doctrine that there were signs and wonders that happened. I feel, amen, God wanting to do something now. There was a new pattern that was established. It wasn't now the blood of bulls and of bullocks and of goats, of heifers, signifying to the unclean. But they recognized that this Jesus of Nazareth, Peter said, whom you have crucified, is both Lord and Savior. Recognize this, and the church was born. The place that preaching became a pattern. And people, when they heard the word, they were pricked in their heart and cried out, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter set forth a pattern. As he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promises unto you and to your children and to all your children's children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself. There was a pattern, but you got to save yourself from this untoward generation. And as many as received the word, amen, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And 3,000 upon that day. And God added unto the church daily such as should be saved. You see, there is a pattern, but there's a purpose of the pattern that is there. And the purpose is that the pattern is able to save, amen, from the guttermost unto the uttermost. Amen, there is power that is associated with the pattern. Amen, he said, I'm going away, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. Amen, he later on said, ye shall be endued with power from upon high, so that you would be able to complete and to fulfill the pattern. Amen, we would see very quickly that Peter walking down the road and just his shadow falling upon the people that were sitting in the street. They were healed. Amen, there was so much faith in that early church that they would bring their napkins unto Peter, and Peter would anoint them with oil and give them back unto them, and the people would go and lay them upon sick folk, and they would be recovered. They would be healed. The Bible teaches us, amen, that multitudes receive the Holy Ghost. Prominent people receive the Holy Ghost. Men and women and children receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. Paul or Peter said, amen, as he was speaking in Acts chapter number 4, he said, we can only speak the things which we have seen and heard. Amen. He associated it unto God. For neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to preach a little while here tonight. I don't plan on being long. Amen. But I'm going to preach on some things here today. Amen. I feel that there is a spirit that has tied itself unto Pentecost in general. Amen. That has got Pentecost to become prisoners of patterns. Amen. I said prisoners of patterns. I'm sorry to say it, but we've got too many people. Amen. That are faithful to the house of God, yet never come to the house of God. They've been in church for 20 years, amen, but they haven't been here in 20 years. They may sit on a pew and take up space, but their minds are not here. It's a pattern that they have followed. It's a pattern that they have slipped into. Neither shall we forsake the assembling of our ourselves together. I pray that we get beyond just a pattern. It's more than just coming to church. It's more than just sitting on a pew and listening to somebody sing and somebody preach. There is something in the supernatural that can happen when we come to church.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I am afraid that we have come to worship a God that is not interested even in attending our services, that may sound hard, that may sound crude, but I want you to know that God's not in, amen, the upliftment of human flesh. God doesn't care how well that we can do it. God doesn't look at the exemplifying of flesh. He wants to know, here's your heart in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can I preach here for a little while tonight? Hallelujah. I said we're following patterns. You know how I know we're following patterns? It's because when the music stops, the dancing stops. Amen. It's because when the preaching stops, the amen stops. Amen. It's because when there's nothing going on. Amen. There's nothing going on. It's when the people are spiritual that when something spiritual begins to take place, it's the empty eyes that are looking around. It's the wondering, what do I do? What is going on? You're a prisoner of a pattern, but God wants to set you free tonight. God wants to deliver you. God wants to set your soul on fire, that you're no longer just a prisoner, but you got purpose and you got the power of a pattern. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord today. Hallelujah. 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 It's when you become a prisoner of the pattern, you're going to fall into sin. You're going to be overcome by sin. Why? Because you're avoiding, amen, the purpose of the pattern. You're avoiding the plan of the pattern. You're avoiding the power of the power of the pattern. Amen. The Bible said that you should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You cannot be bound up in a Pentecostal church. Amen. Oh yeah, you can be bound up, but it's not God's fault. It's not God's fault. If you sit there and say, I don't feel anything, it's because you're not having your hands in the air. If you sit there and say, I didn't get anything, it's because you had your hands in your pocket. If you want it, you can have it. Amen. He said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. But if you don't want it, you're not going to get it. You're just following a pattern, a prisoner of a pattern. But God is saying, there's more for you. I've got more for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, help me tonight, Jesus. Help me tonight, Jesus. 1,500 years, people grew comfortable following the pattern. And get your stuff, it's time to go to church. Amen, get your sacrifice. And they go sacrifice, and they go do their deed, and they go back home, and it's the same way, amen, that when they came. They're not going one way and leaving another. There was a pattern that was there. He said that he that shall come in by the way, amen, of the north gate shall leave by the way of the south gate, and he that shall come in by the way of the south gate shall leave by the way of the north gate. There's a dual purpose of why he said that. Number one, the mindset very easily is I want you to leave the exact opposite way of you came in. You came in depressed, I want you to leave happy. You came in despair, amen, I want you to leave in the way, man, with your needs met. I don't want you to come. I don't want you to leave the same way that you came. If you need a touch, I want you to leave with a touch. But that's not the only reason that he told them to come in by the way of the south and to go by the way of the north. Amen. The second reason is because if you come in by the way of the south gate and you go out by the way of the north gate, you will pass every part that is in that tabernacle. You can't just walk to an altar of repentance and turn around and leave and go home the same way. But if you come in by one gate, you're going to pass repentance. You're going to pass washing. You're going to pass amen worship. You're going to pass revelation. You're going to pass mercy. And you will leave a completely different individual than you came. Oh, let's love the Lord today. Come on, he's here in the house right now. I said he's here in the house right now. You're going to follow pattern? You're going to follow the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not so interested in the pattern as I am the God of the pattern. Amen. I don't want to be a prisoner of the pattern. I don't want to forsake the purpose of the pattern. Because when I forsake the purpose of the power, amen, of the pattern, I alleviate the power of the pattern. I want healing. I want deliverance. I want salvation. I want deliverance. I want the power of the Almighty God to be in this house, to be upon His people, and to set every soul free. Come on, the Holy Ghost is here right now. The Holy Ghost is here right now. I wonder how long that we have prayed and yet we have never spoken to God. We just go through the pattern of coming in and going through the ritualistic part. But when has it been that you focused your prayer, amen, upon the God that you're praying to, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost takes over and you feel the one that you're praying to? Friend, it'll change you. It'll change you. It'll change you, because you're not bound by a pattern. You got the power and the purpose of that pattern. I pray that you're not the one that's just looking around wondering what's going to happen next. If that's the case, you're the one that I'm preaching to tonight. You're a prisoner of pattern. You're just going through the motions. You're just going through the motions. Hallelujah. That's why, amen, you're going to wind up in a bed of sin. That's why you're going to wind up in a bed of fornication, in a bed of adultery. That's why you're going to mess around with things that you shouldn't mess around with, because you're bound. You're bound by a pattern. You can't have the power of the pattern without being set free. Amen. You're going to have to let go of your worldly desires. You're going to have to let go of your worldly loves. You're going to have to let go of your worldly ambitions. You're going to have to let go, amen, of your worldliness, your worldly look, your worldly compensation. You're going to have to let go of all of that. You're going to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Come on. Come on. Come on. We've learned how to dress. We've learned how to dress without the remembering the one that we represent. I said we've learned how to dress without remembering and acknowledging the one that we represent. You can wear your long dresses. You can have your long sleeves. You can have your high necklines. But that doesn't prevent you from sin. That doesn't make you immune to sin. That's just a pattern. But it's the God of the pattern that'll keep you. It's the God of the pattern that's able to keep your heart right with Him. Come on, people backslide because they become a prisoner of pattern. People quit coming to church. Amen. People lie to themselves and say they can handle it. Lie to themselves and says they're not going to be, amen, the next casualty. All the while they're a prisoner of pattern. You're locked up by the devil. I said you're locked up by the devil. Here you are, amen, observing all the patterns. Here you are, amen, keeping all the laws of the pattern. But yet you got a different love. Amen, your heart's not here. Amen, your heart isn't in it. Amen, how long can you live? How long can you survive? You can't survive. The devil's got you bound up. But God's ready to set you free. God's ready to loose you. But you've got to get out. You've got to stop being a prisoner of the pattern. You've got to let God touch you so that He can change you, so that He can loose you, and you can experience what the pattern was established for. Come on, I feel a bind in the spirit right now. I would that some people would press through this thing. I would that somebody would press through this thing. Hallelujah. Come on, do I have some ladies? Amen, that'll pray more than just a pattern prayer. Get in the spirit and pray. Amen. Pray until intercession hits. Come on, there's some chains that need to be broken. Come on, there's some deliverance that needs to be had. Hallelujah. Come on, men. Come on, men. It's time to go to war in prayer. Amen. Not just pattern prayer. Hallelujah. But it's time to get in tune. It's time to get involved in prayer. Amen. Until prayer takes over us. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, the devil's fighting right now. In the name of Jesus, the devil's fighting right now because he knows that his hold is being challenged. Amen. He's got one chain upon you. He's got one shackle upon you. and you're being resistant to let him get that other one on you, amen, amen, you better fight hell. You better fight hell. You better fight against it. Come on, you cannot be common. You cannot just go through the ritual. You cannot just go through the motion. This is a salvation factor. This is heaven or hell. Do you think that the devil is just playing with your spirit, offering you the things that your flesh desires? Amen. Just to allow you to do whatever you want to do? No, 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 no. Amen. The devil is playing and toying with you, that he can put shackles upon you, that he can bind up your mind, bind up your worship, bind up your spirit. Come on, the Holy Ghost is here right now. Holy Ghost is here right now. There's a challenge going forth. Hallelujah. There's a challenge that's being issued right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory to God. Come on, don't be weary in well doing. Hallelujah, that's the pattern. That's the pattern. I pray for 5 minutes. That's part of the, we got preaching for 45 minutes. We got prayer for 5 to 10 minutes. That's the pattern. And then we dismiss and we go home. That's the pattern. Come on, that's the pattern. The pattern is 7:45, 8 o'clock, we're out of church. That's the pattern. We've fallen into a pattern. We've fallen into a rut. Hallelujah. And God wants to set people free. God wants to touch lives. God wants to deliver minds. God wants to help people. Amen. You came into this place bound up. You came into this place bound up. Amen. Oh, yeah. You've given yourself to another spirit. Amen. It's got you bound up. Amen. It's time for you to be delivered. You've went through Pentecostal protocol for years and years and years. Hallelujah. That's why you're in the condition that you're in today, because of Pentecostal protocol, pattern. Amen. God wants to set you free. God wants to bring you out of that mindset. God wants to deliver you from that mindset. God wants to give you power. Oh, yeah, you're feeling it right now. Come on, you're feeling it. Walk in the Holy Ghost. Walk in the Holy Ghost. Hey, man, you may be young, but God's doing something. Come on, God's doing something. God's trying to do something in you. God's trying to do something through you. Don't limit God. Don't shackle God. Hey, man, don't fall. Don't fall into the trap of the pattern. Jesus, 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 oh, Jesus.